From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, Hillary Clinton has easily won the Democratic presidential primary in the state of South Carolina, improving her position as frontrunner ahead of Bernie Sanders. Clinton spoke late Saturday to supporters in Columbia, South Carolina.
We've now gone through four early states, and I want to congratulate Senator Sanders on running a great race. And tomorrow, this campaign goes national.
Sanders was in the state of Minnesota late Saturday, where he congratulated Clinton on her win in South Carolina, then said his campaign is about a lot more than getting elected president.
It is about transforming America. It is about thinking big and the kind of country we want to become.
For the Republicans, frontrunner Donald Trump and his closest rivals Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz spent the day Saturday campaigning ahead of the so-called Super Tuesday elections, when about half of all the delegates needed to win the nomination for president are up for grabs. Reformists appear to be making big gains as Iran continues to count votes today from its parliamentary election. Final results in most races are expected tomorrow. Partial results indicate major gains for those Iranians who favor engagement with the West. Cameroonian military has freed several hundred hostages and killed about 100 Boko Haram militants in a joint operation with Nigerian troops. This comes as U.S. envoys confer with Nigerian military officials about the possible deployment of U.S. military advisors to the region. This is VOA News. While many Syrians are enjoying the relative calm of a ceasefire, that quiet was broken in several towns hit by airstrikes today, a day after the cessation of hostilities went into effect. That ceasefire was brokered by the United States and Russia at the UN. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
Let us be real. It is going to be extremely challenging, especially at the outset, to make this work. In a world of horrific crises, arguably no crisis has done more to threaten international peace and security or has inflicted as much human suffering as the conflict in Syria. We are all now broken records here in this council about the fact that this crisis cannot be resolved through force alone, that it will require a political solution.
Power also said the ceasefire truce does not apply to the terrorist groups, Islamic State, and Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front. Kurdish officials are working with the U.S.-led coalition to verify if Islamic State militants have hit Kurdish fighters with chemical weapons in the northern area of Sinjar. If confirmed, according to the Kurdish authority, it would be the eighth chemical weapon attack on its forces. U.S. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper told Congress in early February that extremist groups had used chemical agents in both Iraq and in Syria. At a town hall gathering in Germany, Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg conceded his company has not done enough to police hate speech on the social media site.
You know, this is always a work in progress. I'm not going to claim up here today that we're perfect. We're definitely not. You know, our system relies on people in the community being able to reach out and tell us what they think is offensive. And then we staff teams of people, hundreds of people around the world, to be able to go look into those claims and follow the guidelines to take down the content that we feel is hate speech according to those policies.
German authorities are concerned about racist abuse posted on Facebook and other social networks as that country deals with raised tensions and outbreaks of violence against record numbers of migrants arriving in the country. They have pressed social media sites for months to crack down on hate speech. Finance officials of the world's 20 biggest economies meeting in Shanghai promised to use all policy tools available to promote global growth and avoid competitive devaluations of their currencies to boost exports. A statement from their two-day conference said that growth should continue at a moderate pace in advanced economies and remain strong in developing countries. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.